You may be seated. Hopefully, starting out all right. We had quite a few technical difficulties to begin with. I had to go back to the house and save it as a different file and come back. And so hopefully, it'll work out. So that's the hope. I want to start into, and I realize that some of this will be broken up, being that my family is going to be out of town for the holidays, and so we won't be able to get through all of this prior to us going. So there'll be a break somewhere in the middle, if you will. But for the next couple Wednesdays, I want to kind of launch out into a study I'm called Growing a Church. You say, well, is this something we need? Yes. this is something pastor needs. And what better way to help and to study it, but for us to study it together. I have, and this is a book that is, I believe it's required reading for licensing, at least it was when I was going for my license. It's a book written by Brother David K. Bernard, who many of you know. He's a general superintendent of United Pentecostal Church International. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to hear Brother Bernard's teaching. Brother Bernard, and he's a great preacher as well, but when it comes to teaching, there are few that are better at expressing fundamentals of not only our doctrine, our beliefs, but in this book, it's called Growing a Church, Seven Apostolic Principles. And basically, Brother Bernard, I don't know if you know this or not, but Brother Bernard built a wonderful church in Austin, Texas that is there today. And from that church, multiple daughter works and churches that are now running on their own, their autonomous works. So he starts out, he said, listen, I'm not trying to be arrogant, or I just want you to know I write this from experience, that I know what it takes to build a church. And so as I begin to talk about and think about what I wanted to teach going into the new year, ending 2015, going into 2016, I don't know about you, but I'm interested in growing a church. And not just growing a church in number, but growing a church in quality, growing a church in development, growing a church for all of us to be a part of and for all of us to feel involved, accountable, all of us to feel like I belong, I have a part there, I have a place there. And so in that understanding and in that desire, I thought, well, why not take those things that somebody who's already done it, who's already successfully built a church and grown an apostolic church, why don't I take from him? And why don't I just teach upon this subject? Use the book as kind of a resource, if you will, and put my own flavor to it, my own twist, if you will, but express and teach what it takes to grow a church. Growing a church, but not just any church, an apostolic church. We are First Apostolic Church of Sandwich. That is our name. And I know, I realize that nowadays there's a lot of churches, even denominational churches, that are seeking to get the moniker, if you will, of their denomination out of their name. A lot of the churches that may have a name identifying their denomination or their religion have changed, and now it's no longer the First Church of whatever, it's now some, and I'm not opposed to that. Please understand, I'm not condemning that. I'm not speaking against that. But as First Apostolic Church, I don't want us to feel like we have to get away from being apostolic in order for us to grow. Does that make sense? That we don't have to change our name. We don't. There is no secret formula, if you will, that we can just pour on it and it's going to happen. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take us learning together how to grow a church. I don't believe that God called us into the ministry for us just to maintain. You know my thoughts along those lines. I believe that God called us into the ministry to minister and to be able to minister to people. And I don't believe it's God's will that a church stay small. Now, I'm not saying that it's God's will that we build churches that are empires and you have a bunch of people that just come and don't do anything. That's not what I'm saying. But I do believe that God intended for the church to grow and to multiply. Sometimes that multiplication happens as a result of daughter works or preaching points. But the reality is I'm interested in knowing what it takes to grow a church because I want to grow a church. And so we're gonna launch out of the study. Tonight's going to be kind of an introduction into the book and into the study. And again, I've kind of added my own little flavor to it. I've taken some of the scriptures and some of the words of Brother Bernard. But at the same point in time, I do want to make it our own, okay? In the sense of our own curriculum, if you would say it that way. Growing a church, an apostolic church. Anybody recognize this paragraph? We believe the Bible is the inspired and inerrant word of God, providing God's plan for redeeming and saving all people, regardless of race, color, or ethnicity. We believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, is the message that saves any soul willing to obey and follow his example as they experience his death through repentance, his burial through baptism, and his resurrection by the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost then leading and guiding us in holiness and righteousness. This is the message experienced and taught by the apostles of Jesus Christ, and why we identify ourselves as apostolic. Anybody recognize that paragraph? Very close, yes. Anybody else? Apostolic creed? You might say that. Think closer to home. Anybody? Our welcome packet, my goodness. We have a long way to go. This is going to be a many, many, many week series. Yes, it's a part of our welcome packet. It's on our newsletter. It is basically our creed, if you will. If we were a company, you might call it our mission statement. It is what we desire to do. It is how we desire to be known. It is why we call ourselves apostolic. And we believe that this apostolic message, that being apostolic, and please understand, I am not ashamed. I'm not afraid to put that title, if you will, or to put that label upon an individual. Because, and we're going to look at what the word apostle means. We should be apostolic. Now, what defines apostolic and what we defined as this apostolic church, First Apostolic Church of Sandwich, that may be somewhat different in some nuances between another apostolic church. But it still is, the main thing is that we want to do and teach and be what the apostles taught, what the apostles were. Why? Because they received it from Jesus Christ. How do we know that? Let's look at a couple of verses of scripture. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, do what? Groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Another verse of scripture. Acts 2, 42 and 40, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. I don't know about you, but I know when it comes to having an apostolic church, this is what I want. I want people to understand that First Apostolic Church of Sandwich is an apostolic church. We'll say, well, how do they know what apostolic is? Well, I hope and my prayer is that enough happens and enough goes on and that they want to come and find out what it means to be apostolic. Well, what is an apostolic church? Why are we different? And yes, we are. We have different dogmas, different doctrines than other churches. But we do. We do. And it's okay. It's all right that we identify ourselves as apostolic because I want to identify with the apostles. I want to have the kind of church that they instituted, that they began. I want to have a Book of Acts church. My hope and prayer is that you do as well, that we together collectively say, you know what? We want a Book of Acts church. We want an apostolic church. apostolic in every way. So what does apostle mean? Well, it simply means a delegate, especially an ambassador of gospel, officially a commissioner of Christ, an apostle with miraculous powers, a messenger, he that is sent. Now, we talk about the word apostle. We use the word apostle. We use it. It is the root word of what we call apostolic. That we understand that God has empowered us. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses or ambassadors. You shall be those that tell others what God is doing and what God has done. And so, and one thing I always want to bring out, and I always want to point out to people, when the apostles first started teaching and preaching, they didn't have the New Testament. They didn't. And for understanding what Jesus was doing, a lot of them, though they could use the Torah and the Old Testament to try to reveal Jesus Christ to those who were steeped in Judaism, the reality is when you look at the first church, when you look at the book of Acts, what they used in order to get people to come into the church was their experience. They preached Jesus Christ unto them, and Jesus Christ was the one who they walked with, and they talked with, and they saw his miracles, and they used Jesus, and they paralleled him to the Old Testament, and many Jews came. Even priests, the Bible says, were obedient to the faith. And so they used those experiences they had in order to bring other people in and to start growing the church. Let me ask you this. What other word is commonly used and interchanged with the word apostle in the Bible? I heard it. Disciple. Disciple and apostle are used almost interchangeably in the word of God. In other words, if I am going to be apostolic, then yes, I must be a disciple. And if I'm going to be a disciple, then there has to be discipline in my life. And that discipline that I do according to the word of God helps define me as apostolic. Got it? And so we're going to look at that and how that works. The word apostle is used how many times in the New Testament? Anybody? Guess? What's that? Wow, you're really close. It's actually 81. Over 80 times in the New Testament. That was very good, by the way. 76. How many times is the word is apostle used in the book of Acts alone? Guess again? 18. A little further off this time. 30. 30 times the word apostle is used in the book of Acts. So are we correct in calling our, if we want to be a book of Acts church, are we correct in calling ourselves, identifying ourselves as apostolic? I believe we are. Is it okay that we have that as a part of our identity, as a part of our title, if you hopefully. My hope is, though, what is found on the outside of on the sign is also found on the inside. That we are not apostolic in name only, but we are apostolic in who we are, how we live, and how we reach. And so I'm interested in growing an apostolic church and how we're going to make that happen. Well, there are essentially two types of church growth. But I want to guess what they are? No? I'll give you a hint. They both start with a Q. Ah, I just heard it. Quantity and quality, or quantitative growth, which is growth in numbers, or quantity or numbers, and qualitative growth, which is growth in quality and development. Those are the two types of growth that you have. You're going to have growth in quantity, and you're going to have growth in quality. But here's the thing. Both types are essential to true growth, and in order for the church to remain apostolic, types must be apostolic in nature. Why is that so important? Well, because of this. Some churches have quantifiably grown out of remaining apostolic in quality. Catch that. While other apostolic churches have, in quality, grown out of remaining apostolic in quantity. And let me put it to you this way. when more focus is put upon the numbers or the quantity than it is upon the quality, a lot of times the quality is then jeopardized. And so while the church may grow in number or in quantity, it's not growing in quality. And so now churches that were unfortunately one time had the term and lived by what it meant to be apostolic maybe aren't so apostolic anymore. And growth, but it was quantity and not quality. And then there's other churches that have grown in quality. They've grown in development. They've grown in the spirituality of the members, but there is no growth in quantity. Now here's the thing. Here's where it's gonna mess with our mind a little bit. We've got to get away with thinking. I mean, we've got to get away from thinking that one is necessarily better than the other. Because in order to be truly apostolic and grow apostolic, it should grow in quality and quantity. It should be both. And we should not have to sacrifice one for the other. We shouldn't have to think we have to stop being apostolic in order for us to grow in quantity. That's not the case. That's not the way the Word of God shows it and reveals it to be. We can grow in quantity while maintaining quality or growing in quality. And we can grow in quality while we're growing in quantity. That's the way the Bible shows it. And that's the way it should happen, is that there should be a balance and they should work together. And there should be quantifiable growth and there should be quality growth all at the same time to keep it in balance. Let's talk about quantitative growth. The quantitative growth must be apostolic and experienced with salvation in the biblical apostolic pattern. What is that? Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We believe that this is the apostolic experience. We believe as apostolics that the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the power there on the day of Pentecost that came, we believe that that experience was not isolated there to the day of Pentecost, but that experience is for each and every one that would come to God. We believe that that promise or that gift is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. But yet at the same point in time, we don't back away from that apostolic message and that apostolic identity just so we can grow in number. We say, listen, we're here and we're wanting people to come, but we don't want them just to sit down and fill space. We want them to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, to have the apostolic experience for themselves, because the only way they're really going to grow in quality is if they get the power of the Holy Ghost in their life, helping them and leading them and guiding them. The Bible reveals that to be the way. And so we do want people to have that apostolic experience. I want everybody. How different this world would be. How different this world would be if everybody had the apostolic experience. How different our communities would be if everybody had the apostolic experience, if everybody was filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and had the power of God in their life working and moving and developing them and helping them grow in quality. Because that's what happens. And that's what we want. Because here's the thing. If we get a lot of people that are coming, but they're not growing in quality and we're just growing in quantity, that's not apostolic growth. We've got to have apostolic growth, and part of that is the apostolic experience. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, let's be real. We think in ourselves, 3,000 souls in one day? That's unprecedented growth. That's amazing growth. 3,000 in one day that came and were baptized and became a part of the church, that God added to the church daily, such as should be saved. That's remarkable. I mean, let's just be honest. We've three a day would be blowing our minds. Ah, I get a lot of sour looks, but three a day would blow our minds. Here in the New Testament church, in the book of Acts church, 3,000 in one day were added to the church. How were they added? They were added through the apostolic experience. They were added. The Bible lets us know. Listen, I'm just going to be very candid and honest with you. It grieves my heart that those baptismal waters aren't troubled more. Maybe it doesn't disturb you, but it disturbs me. It disturbs me every time I go in there and I have to clean it and check the levels. And I think the last time I took someone down in the name of Jesus, it disturbs me. So do we need church growth? Oh, yes, we do. Do we need people to have this apostolic experience? Oh, yes, we do. Do we need more people to go down in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins? Oh, yes, we do. And it's not about so we can talk about all those that are being bad. It's about a love for souls that says they need the apostolic experience. They need to be apostolic. They need to understand what I understand and come to the knowledge that I've come to in my life. It's going to make them better. And then they're going to want others to be like them. And so it's going to have that ripple effect, if you will. What does being a part of an apostolic church growing in quantity look like? Here I'm going to get very, very real. I don't know. I expected the silence. You know why I say that? Because I've never been a part of one. And I say that with the utmost sincerity. The church I grew up in was a small church, still a small church. Do I believe that's God's will? No. What does it look like? I don't know. I can only look at the Word of God. I haven't experienced. I haven't been a part of myself. Maybe you have. I haven't been of a part of a church that was quantifiably growing week after week, month after month. I've always been in a church that had spikes. Some point in time, there'd be a couple souls come in and they have a revival, and then some people would come in. But to be a part of a church that was growing quantifiably apostolic, I don't know what that looks like. Maybe you do. Maybe you've been a part of a church like that. And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not condemning. I'm saying I want to know what that looks like. What I'm saying is that I want to be able to say I've experienced that. And not for accolades or not to be able to boast, but I want to be a part of an apostolic church that is quantifiably growing apostolic. I can go and be a part of a bunch of places that are growing, but I want to be a part of a church that's growing apostolic. I want to be a part of church where people are coming in on a consistent basis and being delivered and being healed and being saved and being baptized and receiving the power of the Holy. That's what I want. What does it look like? I don't know. But with faith, I want to see it and I want to be a part of it. And I want it. Why not here? Why not at First Apostolic Church of Sandwich? Is not the same power that was available there available now? Yes. So how do we do that? How do we as a body of believers collectively say we want to see, we want to be a part of a church that is growing apostolic in growth, quantifiably growing? What about qualitative growth? And let's just be honest. I sometimes we look at quality and we say, well, we may not be growing in numbers, but man, we're growing in depth. And I'm not demeaning that. We're developing. I've said many times that, you know, we've been here for 3 years now, and I keep praying, God, at what point in time do I feel like I you know, that we got the foundation now. I want to build, and I'm not talking about materialistically. I'm talking about building, growing a church. At what point in time have we got it where there's quality, but yet the quantity comes up to match the quality? Because I believe we have a quality church. I believe we have an apostolic church. And so what troubles me is, well, I feel like we got it to some extent on the quality side. Where about the quantity side? Qualitative growth must be apostolic in expression through individual and corporate development. Because here's the thing. Here's why I believe it's so important. Because I believe that as you quantifiably grow in apostolic nature, so will you grow in quality. If it remains apostolic, or it maintains being apostolic in a quantifiable growth, I believe it helps with the development, both on an individual level and both on a corporate level. Why? I'll tell you why. Because when you just grow in quality but you don't grow in quantity, what you start doing is you look around and start saying, well, what's wrong? Why are we not growing in quantity? Why do we not have more people coming in and receiving the Holy Ghost and being, I'm just being honest with you, okay? I'm just standing before you as transparent and candid as I can be. And so what happens is, when it's not growing quantifiably, the quality starts becoming suspect. Catch it. And that's why some churches start compromising or start getting away from the quality, because they want to grow quantifiably. And so, yes, when there's not quantifiable growth, I believe it's a strain on the quality of the growth. And that's why I believe it's God's desire that they grow together, that there's both quantity and quality. And as one grows, the other grows with it, and they both remain apostolic. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Could it be that what is described in those verses is the epitome of what it means to be quality? Catch this. Because I believe it's cyclical. I believe that as the quality goes, then the quantity, and then the quality, and then the quantity, and then the quality, and then the quantity, and then the... You catch it? Where they're working together, and as one grows, the other comes up, and as... Because I believe that's the way God intended it. Because you're talking about quality. You're talking... And I'm not talking about just equality. I'm talking about quality. They had all things in common. They continued daily in the temple and in prayers. Man, we have trouble getting people to show up twice on Sunday. I told you I was going to be candid. I told you I was going to be transparent. And at some point in time, we have to take a look at ourselves and say, okay, Lord, how do we get these two working together? How do we get quality and quantity together, where we are an apostolic church in both areas, where we're apostolic church in quality and we're an apostolic church in quantity, and we're growing in number and we're growing in development, and we're growing in spirituality, and we're growing in gifts of the Spirit, and we're growing in healings, and we're growing in deliverances, and we're growing in all these different areas. We're growing in ministries, we're growing in Sunday school and in youth and all the different areas. Because I just say it like it is. Because there's points and times where I, as pastor, look at the situation and look at the church and say, man, how am I failing? Because I don't see what I thought I would see in 3 years' time. Now, I'm just being honest, okay? I'm just being very candid as an individual. And I get on my face before God and say, God, help me to understand. Help me. And then you get people to encourage you. And say, yeah, man, it's a 5 year, man. Once you hit that 5 year mark. Well, those same people told me it was the 3 year mark. And if it ain't happened in 5 years, they're going to say, it's 7 years, man. 7 years. That's when it's going to happen. That's what happened for me. It was 7 years. It was the first day. Why in the world should it take 3 years, 5 years, 7 years? I don't believe that's God's will. So, well, you know, it's going to be a God thing. Yeah, I believe the end time revival is going to be a God thing. I have no doubt. I believe that was a God thing in the book of Acts. But I want to be a part of that God thing. I want to make sure that we have what we need to have to facilitate the God thing. I want to make sure that we haven't abandoned being apostolic for sake of some other thing. I want to make sure, yes, we are quality in who we are in being apostolic. But I don't want to just see one person or one new person. I want to see quantifiable growth. And so that's why we're doing this study. That's why I got the book and I've got it. I said, man, I want to grow a church. I want to know what to do. I want to know how to make it happen. Everybody's got ideas. Everybody's got, you should do this, you should do that. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate the encouragement. But how do you grow a church? And I've already stepped into it. So I'm just gonna bare my soul as pastor. Because there's sometimes I look at this situation, and you're just going to have to forgive me for being very completely candid. There's sometimes I look at this situation and say, maybe I should have been a part of a growing church before I tried to grow a church. Because I want to know what that looks like. I want to know how that happens. Maybe I should have spent some time sitting under somebody and let them mentor me into how to grow a church because I don't know how. Maybe you're going to leave here tonight and say, man, I ain't going back to any of those studies. I don't know what all he's going to say. I just want you to understand where my heart is. I want to grow a church. I want to be able to say I was a part of a growing apostolic church. And I don't believe we have to forfeit or forsake quality of being apostolic in order for that to happen. I believe that we can remain true to what it means to be apostolic and stay with the quality of what it means to be apostolic and grow in quantity. And so, Lord, I want to know how to do that. I want to know how to make that happen. How do we as a church, if there's something I can get up in front of them and we can express and say, hey, we're on board, let's going to make, wait, why not? What do we have to lose? I knew it was going to be tight in here tonight. Smile. Do something. What does being a part of an apostolic church growing in quality look like? Well, as I stated earlier, it's that's somewhat suspect without the... And see, that's my point. It's got to have both. To look at one without the other is not truly apostolic. It takes both. It takes quantitative growth and it takes quality growth. And that's what I want. And that's what I believe God desires in his design for growing. So this is what we're going to do. This is, and I'm coming to a close so you can breathe easy. I'm not going to be any more candid or transparent. So, in this book, there are 7 apostolic principles of growth. Brother Bernard went down the list of how he built the church, what happened, what he went through. Number one should be no surprise, prayer. The old saying, it's been said many times, but it's very true. Little prayer, little power. lots of prayer, lots of power. We are not going to build and grow an apostolic church without prayer, without people downloading from the Spirit, being in the power and presence of God. It's not going to happen. It's not. We can come and go through the motions. We can come and, well, maybe I'm going to be a little bit candid again. But until we understand the power of prayer and how that prayer is essential to building and growing a church, got to have it. Got to pray. Planning. See, this is another one of those areas where I feel like that I feel inferior. I feel deficient because I don't know. I haven't sat under somebody that laid out a plan and said, here's how you grow a church. This is how it happens. And so I have no hesitation. I have no inhibition, if you will, about my ability to preach the Word of God. And it's not, let me clarify that. I have no inhibition about allowing God to use me to preach the Word of God. I understand, more than anybody else, I understand that when I get back there behind the pulpit and I preach the Word of God, I understand that's a God thing. Trust me, I understand that's a God thing. I don't have any qualms about teaching and preaching. I believe God has blessed me with the ability to communicate. I believe God has blessed me with revelation concerning the Word and how to express the Word and how to relay that Word, how to apply that Word. I believe, I'm not saying that arrogantly, I'm just saying I believe that God has blessed me with those things. But as somebody lovingly said one time, and I believe it, and I took the criticism because it was corrective criticism for me. Teach well, you preach well, but you got a lot to learn about pastoring. And I do. And I want to learn. And I want to know what it means to truly be a pastor and not just protect the individual flock and the few sheep that we have, but to grow the fold. And to be a good pastor and to be a good shepherd. Not so I can look out over the fold and say, oh, yeah, that's what I did. No. They're his sheep. He's just given me opportunity to help lead the flock. And so I want to do that in the best way that I know how. And I've got a lot to learn. I'll be the first to say that. I got a lot. Planning is one of those areas. I got a lot to learn. How to plan, because it's a part of building and growing a church. Persistence. I think I'm doing all right with that one. I'll move ahead. Preaching and teaching. Power and demonstration of the Spirit. Big deficiency there. Personal care. Personal involvement. You can stand. 1:01. Check that out. I'm learning. Had somebody give me a little cartoon. It says you want to know what it took to have a good sermon. And one guy said, well, he said, you have a good beginning and a good ending. And you keep them very close together. I just want to grow a church. I love you, but I got enough love for others. I do. And I want that love of God shed abroad in our hearts. And not just for us. We do the fellowship, the breaking of bread. We do that. That's great. That's wonderful. That is apostolic, but there's other parts of being apostolic that I want to see a part of this church. And that's why I believe a study like this is essential. It's necessary. How do we grow a church? Because I believe that there are people that, under the sound of my voice, when I spoke tonight, Though you may not have said it, in your heart you're saying, yes, Pastor, yes. Yes, I want to grow a church. Yes, Pastor, that's what I want to see. Yes, yes, yes. And I hope it was resonating in your spirit, and I hope you say, yes, I want to be a part of a growing church, an apostolic growing church, growing in quality and growing in quantity. Lord Jesus, we love you. And I thank you, precious people, that I have opportunity to speak to tonight. Lord, I pray that, Lord, I'm bearing my soul unto them, God. I've done in such a way, God, that it challenges and encourages, God, that, Lord, we together would desire to know what it means to truly build an apostolic church, God, that we would be a light, a city set upon a hill that cannot be hid, God, that people would know that this church, God, the church of your power and your spirit, God, would be here in this city, God, standing out as a lighthouse in a world of darkness. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor for who you are and what you do in your name that is above every name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Everybody said amen. God bless you. You may go in Jesus' name.